what do you say when you leave people earlier in the day? When you're leaving someone, what would you say?
You would say goodbye.
Do you ever say good day? Or just goodbye?
I don't.
You call the part of the day after you eat supper what? When it gets dark, you call that what?
The evening.
What would you say when you're saying goodbye at night?
Good night.
Let's say that a man has to get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight. So you might say that he had to start at
dawn.
What would be another way of saying dawn?
In the morning, early.
Okay. When you just see the sun, you might say what else?
At sunup.
All right, I'd like you to say this the way you would say it, with the word rise. If you might say that the sun, this morning, the sun
rose.
Okay. And we were a little late this morning. When we started out in the field, the sun had already
come up.
Okay. How would you say that with rise? The sun
had already risen.
Okay. And this morning I saw the sun rise. If we worked until the sun went out of sight, we had worked till
sundown.
Well, today is Tuesday, so that means Monday was
yesterday.
What would you call a week from this Sunday?
Sunday week.
And there's an expression I'm thinking of which would also mean the same thing as saying that somebody stayed from the first of the month to the 15th of the month. People don't use it too much anymore. But have you ever heard the term fortnight? Have you ever heard that?
I haven't heard it, but I never use that expression, hardly ever.
Okay, say that expression you don't use.
I don't use it.
Say it for me.
I don't say fortnight.
Did any of your family ever say that?
I don't remember.
Well, again, Tuesday, today is Tuesday, so Wednesday will be...
Wednesday will be Wednesday, the middle of the week.
And the day after today will be...
Wednesday.
Well, I'm thinking of tomorrow. Say that.
Tomorrow will be Wednesday.
If you want to know the time of day, what do you ask someone?
What time is it?
And after you ask him what time it is, he might say, I'll have to look at my...
He might have to look at his watch.